This is a game for suckers. This is Geoff Parrish. Investing in the stock market is a mug's game. Unlike, say, a casino, where you're generally only competing against the house, with Wall Street, amateur investors find themselves in a near zero-sum game, pitted against professionals who study the market every day of their lives. You can get lucky and win, or you can pay, often handsomely, for somebody to manage your portfolio for you. But the risk of your returns, including expenses, not matching inflation, is considerable. This, in essence, is why President Bush's Social Security privatization plan is such a cruel hoax. When W says that ordinary investors under his plan would come out better than they currently do with the Social Security Trust Fund, don't forget to deduct the 3% Bush's plan would take for the government off the top, what he means is that people with the time and or resources to master the market are likely to do just fine. But somebody's got to lose in this game, and more than likely it will be precisely the class of people who most need the cushion of Social Security to retire on after their working years. The poor and middle class, the disabled, orphans. This is without even considering the overall economic impact of the switch to a partial privatization plan, now estimated, and one of those numbers too large to mean anything but sure to grow further, at about $2 trillion. If you're counting, that's 2,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, business that can only be considered stunning. And for what? This scheme exists for only one reason: to enable Wall Street to get its greasy hands on an enormous pool of government money that for 70 years it has been unable to touch. How do we know this is the motivation? Essentially, by process of elimination. It's not because, notwithstanding, this is a good idea for workers. It's not because anyone is demanding it. A CNN USA Today Gallup poll this week showed an amazing 75% of poor and middle-class workers opposed to Bush's plan. And it's not because Social Security is in some sort of alarming crisis for which there is no other fix. There is no crisis. Weapons of mass destruction, anyone? And to the extent the Social Security system needs tweaking, there are plenty of other less severe, more prudent solutions. The current cap on earnings above which Social Security isn't taxed could be raised from, say, $90,000 a year to $140,000. Congress could be forced to return the enormous amount of money it's borrowed from the Social Security Trust Fund over the years. The plan could stop paying out benefits to the wealthy. The government could invest the trust fund money differently. The current Social Security tax of 6.2% on workers with a matching employer contribution could be raised. Heck, if the problem is the bulge in benefits represented by baby boomers, pay for it by bringing more people into the workforce, namely the millions of undocumented aliens now working in a shadow economy. Extreme? Not nearly as extreme as what Bush is proposing. And we already know from other countries' experiences that this won't work. In the closest models, Argentina and Bolivia, the high cost of adopting the program, combined with a crushing existing foreign debt, led to the collapse of their economies and changes in government. In Chile, the model program Bush often cites, workers who opted for private accounts earned only one-third to one-half as much as fellow workers who stayed on the traditional government plan. In Britain, the partial privatization scheme led to a rash of unscrupulous brokers taking advantage of and scamming poorly informed investors. In all of these cases, large numbers of people have been left without enough to retire on. In all of these cases, the bottom line is that people who once had a safety net no longer do. Democrats have to stop playing defense on this. It's not enough to whine that this will increase the federal deficit or to reserve judgment because they haven't seen the details yet, i.e. the bad news like benefit cuts the Republicans continue to hide. Social Security goes to the core of who we are as a society. Are we a people that believe in making sure our country's wealth extends to ensuring a minimum standard of living for all, including the elderly and disabled, or would we rather hang them out to dry in favor of another quick buck for the rich? It's Congress's choice. And if you don't like the choices being considered, it's time to start making some noise. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Joff Parrish.